Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Federal budget documents. Oh, that sounds fun, doesn't it? Appears to show that the government expects the rate of population growth to fall a full percentage point this year, and the fall is expected to continue into the year after that. The slowest growth in population in a century. That's pretty much, let's just absorb that for a moment. The slowest growth in population in 100 years. New arrivals, whether they be overseas migrants or international students, virtually dried up this year. So what does all of this mean for our property market in the Sunshine State now and into the future? Nicola McDougall is a director with Bricks and Mortar Media, a regular Friday afternoon guest here on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. Nicola, hello. What is the immediate effect on property prices of closed borders and no new migrants?
Yeah, I think we need to differentiate here with the story that we're talking about, Kat. Obviously, like in your intro there, you know, no international migrants coming in, obviously, at the moment. And Australia has relied on, you know, significant international migration for, you know, years for our population growth, really. So that, you know, that is definitely going to have an impact. But I suppose what we need to be careful about is understanding, okay, certainly in Sydney and Melbourne, that's, you know, almost guaranteed to have a massive impact. But here in Queensland, we haven't ever relied, I suppose, on international migration for our population growth as much as those other cities. I suppose, in a way, you know, we used to, you know, certainly when you're looking at the property market and things like that, and Queensland used to always sort of be considered as a, oh, well, a poor cousin, you know, because all the international migrants go to Sydney and Melbourne, and that's true. But we never have really relied on that. So I do believe that the impact here in Queensland, it certainly won't be as anywhere as near as pronounced as it will be in Sydney and Melbourne when it comes to that.
Queensland would get a lot of the southerners coming up, you know, as a retirement state, or, you know, back in the earlier days, some of the incentives introduced under the Bjelke-Petersen government to entice people from interstate into Queensland. Has that supported our property market?
Definitely. I mean, interstate migration in Queensland has been really strong, actually, for the last few years. About, you know, sort of 2007 was when we sort of had a peak of interstate migration, and then it kind of leveled off a little bit. But certainly over the last couple of years, that interstate migration has been growing, you know, very strongly. To the year, I think the year, financial year ending 2019, which is the latest data, it only comes out every year, and it's not out again until April next year. But we had a net interstate migration of about 22,500 people. What's interesting, actually, when I was looking into the figures just before our chat, Kat, was the fact that we actually had about 100,000 interstate migrants into Queensland over a year, right? But obviously net means that actually in the same year, there was about 80,000 Queenslanders who shifted interstate as well. And you just have to think now with how the, you know, how the world is, how the new way of the world might be, I just wonder how many of those people that may have previously shifted down to Sydney and Melbourne or other parts of Australia, I just wonder whether that's actually going to happen. So if we're looking at pure interstate migration into Queensland, you know, like we welcomed 100,000 new Queenslanders in a year, and I certainly think that net migration figure will be skyrocketing in the next time the figures come around.
Nicola McDougall, we always hear about the need for more housing. So what is driving housing needs in Queensland at the moment? And if it's not interstate migrants, what is it, our own reproduction rate? Where's the demand coming from?
Well, exactly. I mean, the number of, and obviously, you know, part of this story was the fact that, you know, the average number of dwellings that are built is around about, I think it was about 175,000 annually in Australia. Clearly, when we don't have that strong population growth, the demand's not there. But here in Queensland, the actual, the rate of the building approvals have actually been falling for quite a few years. As we all know, we had that boom a few years ago, which lasted for a few years. But actually, the latest figures from the ABS showed, I think building approvals in July were around about 2,000 building approvals in July here in Queensland, which is about half the rate of what they were a few years ago. So we actually have got quite a, it's much lower already that supply of new dwellings. There has obviously been an uptick over the last few months because of the home builder package, which is, you know, really helping to shore up the construction sector and probably bringing forward a lot of buying decisions from Queenslanders who perhaps were, and certainly first home buyers are very strong at the moment here as well, perhaps bringing forward those buying decisions because of all these grants available. Look, it's hard to know what the impact would be, but I just feel interstate migration is really strong. We're not relying on international migration either, and we actually do have quite a low supply of activity in the building sector happening already. So I just don't see, you know, the medium term looking overly negative here in Queensland compared to Sydney and Melbourne, which are certainly likely to suffer far more than we will.
It's about 5 minutes to three on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland, and Nicola McDougall is with you, taking a look at the way in which federal budget documents and the revelation that Australia can expect the slowest growth in population in a century. What sort of impact will that have on the Queensland property market, which by the sounds of it, Nicola, according to your analysis, it's not much. What about look at the rental market, because I wonder, especially in cities where there are universities that attract international students, with the absence of those students, will that affect the property market from a landlord's perspective or amongst renters?
I think, again, like, and it's such a, actually, you know, a good differentiation to make, I suppose, that, you know, the Queensland situation is so different to the southern, to the two big southern states. Again, yeah, sure, we do have a lot of international students come here, but again, you know, that rental demand is really sort of driven by, you know, locals, interstate migrants and things like that. The rental market here in Queensland, across the state, perhaps not in Cairns, but certainly in the southeast corner, is very, very tight. Like, the vacancy rate is very low. That situation was actually happening pre-pandemic, and it's actually kind of gone back to an undersupply situation, and rents are rising, and it's very difficult for a lot of tenants to, you know, to find a rental property. So again, like here in Queensland, and often a precursor to property price growth is when a rental market starts to experience these conditions, because obviously, you know, the vacancy rate's low, the rents start rising, and then a lot of people actually sort of go, well, it's costing me X amount to rent this property, I can actually go out and buy one. And often we actually start to see that this is one of the precursors to when property prices start to rise. So here in Queensland, again, it's a good place to be, that the rental market here is not in any way, shape or form negative from a landlord's point of view, I suppose. Obviously, tenants it is a bit of a struggle out there for them. I've also heard as well there are some investors who are selling their properties for, you know, probably for financial reasons, and that's reducing the supply even further.
Nicola, it's very interesting to catch up with you, and obviously we will have to still to a degree wait and see, as always seems to be the case from a property perspective, but I appreciate your insight this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kat.
Nicola McDougall with you from Bricks and Mortar Media.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.